Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything, YouTube, Instagram, and hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Last week, we talked about healthy habits for your mental health and also some unhealthy habits that you want to break. So if you want to learn more about how to incorporate healthy habits and break those unhealthy habits as you move forward in your healthy lifestyle, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about fitness goals. So goals are very important as to why you should set them. You should have a direction that you're going in. And when it comes to fitness, it's important to have that roadmap to health. For example, you may want to run a marathon and you want to do it in a certain amount of time and within a certain time frame as well. So you want to be able to set those goals about exactly what you're going to be doing to achieve that, and you can start working towards that. My wife will jump into some more detailed information and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, so obviously fitness shouldn't make you feel like lousy. This is generally around the time, if you haven't already, January, the end of January, you're getting to, you know, slow down on those New Year's resolutions, and now we're reaching almost summertime. So we're getting to the point of like, maybe not going to the gym as often, or those original resolutions we set or goals we set just aren't working for us. So we need to have the gym, revive our gym plan and make it packed full of mood boosting benefits, which is what working out can do for us. So for tip number one, we really need to focus on one goal at a time. I don't know if you're like me, but especially when I get to the new year and start thinking about like, oh, new year resolutions, what am I focusing on this year? And I'll start to say, oh, well, I want to be fit and I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water and I want to read more and I keep going on and on and on of all the things that I want to do for myself this year. That's too much and that's going to cause anxiety in us. So focusing in on one goal at a time, maybe it is just, I'm going to drink more water this year. So that's the goal I'm going to focus on. This week, I'm going to drink at least 8 cups of water. I mean, I do that every day, but maybe you don't. Maybe you are needing to add more water. So 8 cups of water throughout this whole week as my one goal. And then I can up it the next week. So pick one thing that you really want to crush. So doing a pull-up possibly, completing that first 5K, and focus in on just that one goal.
I set a marathon, not a 5K.
Sorry.
That's easy.
All right, 5K can be your baby step and then get to the marathon. Number two, make it your own goal. So maybe my husband wants to do the marathon and I'm like, I'm just going to do a 5K because who wants to run all that much?
Bank of America, Chicago Marathon.
So make it your own goal. I can't say, oh, my husband wants that, so I want that too. We're going to have different likes and what our different physical expectations as well. I know he wants to get more like bulky, where I don't want to really bulk out. Like I want to just be lean. So my muscle and what I'm going to do in the gym is going to be different from what his workouts are, regardless of that, or not regardless, but they're going to have to be different because he has a different goal than mine. So really make it your own. Don't compare yourself to anyone in the gym. because you really have to do this for yourself. Number three, how to actually set a goal is using the SMART goal framework. So SMART is the specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. So as you're setting up your goal, you want to make sure that you're hitting each of those five areas. So is it specific? Meaning I, and this truly is a goal of mine, I want to be able to do 10 pull-ups by the end of summer. So there's specific, 10 pull-ups, timely, when do I need to accomplish this? End of summer. Is it attainable? Yes, I am doing through, because I could say I am going to be able to do 10 pull-ups by the end of this summer by increasing the amount of pull-ups I do currently from 0 pull-ups to working on the assisted pull-up machine and lowering the weight that I have until I can do 1 pull-up by June of this year. So really being specific, setting in some of those boundaries of like, how am I going to reach that goal? So how is it attainable? And then making sure that it's relevant to what you are currently able to do. So I know I can do 0 pull-ups right now without any assistance. So I can't really say by next week I'm going to do 10 pull-ups. That would not be relevant or attainable for me. So I need to make my goal a little bit longer than that in order to be able to feel successful in attaining it. For number 4, come prepared. So if you're just starting in the gym, maybe you don't have, well, I still don't have workout gloves, and that's something that I need to go and purchase for myself as I am lifting more weights and trying to do more pull-ups. So having the right equipment for what your goal is. Maybe you need a large water bottle because your goal is to drink more water. So yes, coming prepared, having the right clothing, your footwear, accessories, etc. Number 5, block off your calendar. So make it a must-do for yourself in your day. In order to actually reach that goal of doing the 10 pull-ups, I need to be in the gym. And I need to be practicing my pull-ups and working out that my back and my shoulders so that I'm able to do that pull-up. So in order to make sure I'm going to the gym every day, I'm going to, in my calendar, set a reminder that says from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, this is my gym time. No excuses. I can't schedule another hair appointment over that time because I'm making sure that that gym time is important for me in order to reach the goal that I'm setting. Number 6, play the long game. Especially with our physical fitness, it doesn't happen overnight. So we have to make sure that we are in this for the long game. That's why I'm setting a goal for months away from where we currently are. So the end of summer, because I know that it's gonna take time for me to be able to reach that goal. So setting yourself and your mind frame up for that long game and seeing those results in the long game will help you to make sure that you are sticking to your goals throughout this year as well. Number 7, understand what's driving your goal. So why is it that I want to do 10 pull-ups? Is it because I do want to feel stronger and I know that it's going to offer really good health benefits, not only physically, but mentally too? So really get into like why you're setting this goal for yourself. Instead of, again, comparing to other people. Number 8, develop micro goals along the way. So as I said earlier, end of summer, I'm going to do my 10 pull-up goal. Well, to get to 10 pull-ups, I have to start with 1. So making it a goal of like by the end of 3 weeks, I want to be able to do 1 pull-up, or I will do 1 pull-up. Here's how I'm gonna get to that 1 pull-up. I'm gonna keep practicing every day. I'm gonna work out on the lat machine. I'm gonna keep pushing myself to be able to do that 1 pull-up. So developing smaller goals so that in the end you can reach that larger goal. And then number 9, consider professionals' input. So at the gym, there are a lot of times personal trainers or people you'll notice that are maybe more athletic than what we are, or that I am at least. So I look for those people and we'll go up to them and just ask them like, oh, hey, how did you reach, like, how are you able to do a pull-up? What did you do? How did you get to this point, to you being able to do this pull-up? Or going up, if you're not comfortable going up to strangers, going up to like one of the workers who you see are coaching and training other people in the gym and like, hey, do you think this is a realistic goal for me to be able to do 10 pull-ups by the end of summer? Here's where I'm at. And then what do I need to do to be able to attain that goal? So really talking to someone who has worked in the fitness world for a very long time that can help with you setting your own goals. Number 10, plan for a support system. I know that a lot of times I'm not always feeling like going to the gym. So having my husband who is working out with me, or friends who I see go and work out, helps to motivate me. Maybe it isn't a friend that likes to work out, but you know this friend is going to tell you that you need to get to the gym. That's also a really good support system. So making sure that you're holding yourself accountable by telling others about your goal, that will help you to succeed and fulfill that goal. And then number 11, remember that you are your biggest support system in the end. You have to have that mindset of going and achieving this goal. So make yourself responsible, set some dates to check in with yourself and with your support system. Say like next week, or in 2 weeks, I need to set a date for my husband and I to talk about my goal of doing 10 pull-ups and where I'm at with that. And then he can help support me in like, okay, so you're here, but like next week, like let's start to lower or take away some of that resistance so that you can reach your goal of the one pull-up and then 10 pull-ups later on. So yeah, that's all I have of as far as some tips for you to reach and set some goals to be able to reach that physical fitness of your dreams.
All right, some great tips there. Goals are great for keeping you accountable. You can set that benchmark and achieve that benchmark, which also helps build confidence because you're achieving those small goals. It can be a real game changer when it comes to your fitness journey because it provides that direction, motivation, and really just a sense of achievement out there. So as my wife mentioned earlier, stick to that SMART acronym, guys. Make sure that your goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and also time-bound. Make sure that you follow Superhumanistic on everything and share this episode with someone that you love if you found value in it. And most of all, don't forget to have fun as you move toward a more enjoyable and rewarding fitness journey to make you more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.